Oh yeah,
that's definitely pretty good.
Oh, cool.
We'll see what that pans out for you and pans out for you. And yeah, I'm kind of curious. I don't think I'll be upgrading my emergency power. I think I'm just gonna leave it the way it is. There's no point in it. I put the controller back on the battery. And put the internet back on the battery. And just kind of like the way I had it before. And then on the switch, it'll switch from the power supply to the battery for the radios. It seemed to work the best. Even if somebody was talking on it, it only blips for like a second. And then I don't have to wait for the controller to reboot and all the other stuff, so I'll just leave that on the battery. So I'll just put it back the way it was. It seemed to work that way, and you have that same setup to it on the other repeater. Anyway, I'm happy that this is becoming done. The antenna, you've got to go look at the antenna. That pole is so massive that it puts the antenna to shame. I get this little stick up there on the top, and it's just, that's stupid. Hopefully it looks as good as it does for getting out a little bit further, but I have a feeling it's probably not going to get out very well. But that's okay. For now, it will work. Zach helped me yesterday. He came home early, if you know what I mean. And I'm not mad at him. It was due to that weight teacher. You know about the story. Anyway, I can care less about that guy. That guy's something else. But I'm going to do my venting here. And Zach's out of school today, too. And Thursday he has to start his new course in life. Because I pulled him out of weights.